Episode 1085, Honestly Simple.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy day. It is Relationship Builders Day. Can you believe it's Saturday? The last Saturday in December of 2017. What are you doing? Are you doing what you want to do best? Are you actually saying, you know what, I'm going to make today count like no other day? It is December 30th, and you know what? You got 2 days. Come on, let's ring in that new year loud and proud. Let's go out with a bang from 2017 and bring it in for 2018. Honestly, simple is what we're chatting about. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, the greatest gift to give a relationship is honestly simple. That gift is honesty. Now, you're probably thinking that's pretty obvious, duh. But then how come this is one of the weaknesses in a marriage? One of the greatest weaknesses that we have, yet it can be the greatest gift we give our partner. Soon you will be ringing in the new year, an opportunity to impact the person you've proclaimed to love for better or for worse. However, most of us stretch the truth. Come on now, be honest. That honesty settles in what works for the day. It settles for what works in the emotion or in the event. You sharing only what needs to be heard instead of presenting the truth in love. Honestly simple. No one wants to admit that they are holding things back from the one they love, but we do it out of protection of ourselves and of our hearts, and we also do it out of protection for our spouses and even our children. You've heard the saying, what they don't know won't hurt them. And you've probably said that, well, maybe pretty recently. I caught myself saying it to my mom. And I can't even actually remember the situation that we were chatting about, but I think it was just in general. It didn't have anything to do with my hubby or my children, you know, my immediate family. I was just saying, you know, we say things and we do it because, you know, what they don't know won't hurt them. So we kind of go about living our life in this bubble and we say, oh, you're only going to be allowed to enter here and I'll give you this much information, but if you push too far, well, I'm going to pull back. It's our equation that we come up for our life. It's what we begin to feel comfortable with. But will it really? If they don't know and we don't tell them, will it? How do you really know this to be truth? You don't. It's easier to not be honest with your spouse because then you don't have to own whatever it is that you aren't sharing. Now, not all things are bad. I get that. There are a lot of good things, some awesome things, but we don't even share those things. Yet when you choose not to celebrate the good, then you focus more on whatever you deem as normal. Think about it. That's the lens you see truth. So this normal becomes your truth. You live out your relationship based on the standards set, the precedences. Remember, these standards are skewed. They're one-sided. And to every coin is two sides. This is not fair to you nor your spouse. So how do you like your normal? Think about it. You've gone through 364 days. I can't count today. We only have 2 more days, right? So we're at 364 days. Then tomorrow is 365. And then we, boom, ring in the new year. So how is your normal treating you? Do you like where you're at in your marriage, in your relationship? Most of us kind of dream for more. But are we willing to put in the effort that we need to get out what we want when it comes to our marriage? Honestly simple. Are you being honest in your relationship? Now understand, being honest doesn't give you permission to be mean. In fact, it's the total opposite. You are to tell the truth in love. No spiteful attacks. No side jabs. You know, no elbows in the side like, haha, I got you. Or whining to get your way. 1 Corinthians 13 verses 4 through 8 says this. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. We all are in search of love in our life. We want that connection. But that connection doesn't happen when you're only giving a little portion of the truth. Honestly, simple. We do it. We tell a story. And yes, I get it. Okay. Guys don't like to tell the details that girls like to share. So sometimes we don't tell them what happened and include the color and the look and how tall or how wide or how much money we spent. We don't go into every little detail, but if you're telling your girlfriend, oh, they want to know everything, right? Okay, so there is some things we hold back on, but that's more along the lines of communication. So being able to tell a story that your husband will understand in the terms that he gets. And there is a science to that. And it's something that I have worked with many, many, many women on. Because once we learn how to communicate with our husbands, whoa, things shift. But what I'm talking about here is about the honesty, the truth, the norm that you're living out. Is this really the lens you want to see and participate in your marriage and how you want to grow yourself? I don't think you want to sit still and be comfortable in right where you are. You know, my husband and I have come through a ton in our marriage. We had very much a pivotal point where God came in and touched us. I mean, he miraculously reconciled our marriage. It was done. It was finished on one side. On my side, not so much, but my husband's, he was ready to hang it up. Me, there was always a glimmer of hope. Did I really know it was going to happen? No, but I trusted in God and I had faith that he would work it out. I didn't know what each day would bring. I didn't know what sometimes each moment would bring or even a minute. And there were times that I was just sitting there going, oh my gosh, what do I do next? But you see, we did not reconcile and build our marriage to where it is now, more in love than we've ever been before, by hiding the truth, by not being honest with each other. That doesn't build a relationship. That doesn't build a connection. So you ready to revolutionize your marriage? Well, I bet you are. It's time to extend the truth in love. Honestly, simple. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Extend the truth in love. It's not about just spitting things out and saying, ha, here you go. No fastballs. You got to work with who you love and being able to share what is going on. Because if you can't tell your deepest, darkest secrets to the one you love, who can you tell besides God? Of course, he already knows. But there's this truth, this connection that draws us closer when we're honestly simple and we face things together. It draws us closer. So let's break it down what it means to extend truth and love, honestly simple. Number one, be gracious for the blessing before you. We aren't so gracious, are we? We're rude. And our expectations maybe are higher. We try to put them in this category of Prince Charming. And when they fall, you're like, oh, seriously, I could have gotten a better one. What if I would have married? I know that has gone through your mind. You can't deny it. And it happens on both sides, both on the man's and both on the woman's side. So you have to be gracious for the blessing before you. No one is perfect. Each of us have flaws and quirks. And guess what? We already know we got them. We don't need to be reminded of them. So don't remind them. Don't keep pointing out, you left the toilet seat up again. They probably already know that that's not something they're good at. Maybe they leave their shoes on the floor all the time. And all you want is for them to pick them up and put them in the closet. Okay, yes, these are little things, but you think about it. These little things add up, don't they? And that is where you get your side jabs in. That's where you're like, I didn't like what he said there, so now I'm going to remind him that he falls short here and he falls short there. And, oh, wait, there's this here too. We all have done it before. And some of us still do it way too much. Honestly, simple, you got to be gracious. Be gracious for the one who is right in front of you. Number two, be courteous. Yes, I feel like we need to go to manners class. We forget that it's easier to be gracious to a stranger than it is to the ones we love. And so therefore, we need to be courteous to the one you love. When you share the truth, speak in love. Guard their heart. Don't be mean to prove a point. Share to build up. This isn't about you being right and them being wrong. And when I hear conversations and I'm working with men and women in their marriages and their relationships, and they're trying to figure out, how do I grow closer? What is it? What's missing? And we walk through some of the conversations, recent ones, of course, and some, oh yeah, we can go back. I'm sure right now you can think immediately of a time that you and your hubby had it out. And then you found out that it really had nothing to do with what was really going on. You just started bringing in all this other garbage so you could just side jab him. So you could poke him a little bit and say, you fall in here. Don't forget this. You don't got that. That's just being mean. And that's hurtful. That is not productive in growing a relationship and connecting more and having that magnetism with each other that says, you're mine and I'm yours. We are soulmates. But when you're courteous to the one you love, when you guard their heart and you build them up, that changes everything. Everything. Extend truth and love. Honestly, simple. And number three, be supportive of your spouse. Yes, I call this the kiss for a reason, the keep it simple strategy. These are things we've heard, but the problem is we don't practice them enough. We do what we do best. And that's whatever we've set up as our habit, our comeback. Your husband can say something to you, and before he even finishes the sentence, you are already calculating in your head, forming a thought, and it is leaving your mouth, and then it's being heard before he even gets the last word in on his sentence. Think about it, women. Yes, we do it. I do it. We have to look at these simple things in our relationship to build them up. Be gracious, be courteous, and be supportive of your spouse. With truth comes hurt. No matter what we do when we are looking at truth, you never want to be told that you're not good at something or, you know, you didn't earn up to the expectations. Think about maybe a project that you did for your boss. Or maybe it was something, even go back to college if you want to, but I know you can draw on something quickly. And to the point where you're like, I just feel like I got there, but I wasn't quite on the cutting edge that I wanted to be. And guess what? They had to remind you that you weren't. You didn't really get to where they wanted you to go. You didn't cut it. You weren't the best. You were okay. okay, but you weren't the best. We all have hurt in our lives, and with truth comes hurt. But the sting of the hurt is removed when you are supportive in your spouse's endeavors. So what do I mean by that? Well, when you don't get what you want, so let's take your job, for example. Let's say you don't get that promotion that you worked for maybe 2 or 3 or 4 years on, and you were passed up. Yes. Is that unfair? Yes. But you don't need to come home and have your husband say, well, you know, sweetheart, if you just would have done this, 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 and this, maybe, just maybe, that would have given you the edge that you needed and you would have gotten the promotion. You don't need to hear that. You're already hurting. But we do it all the time. We cut each other down and it needs to stop. We need to be supportive, lifting up, once again, building up. And what he or she, your spouse, what they are needing in their life. You want the same for you, so you need to give it to them. You don't need to strike it all out and say, oh, this is why you didn't get this, and maybe if you would have done this. That can come at a later date. When the hurt is present right then and there, you need to be supportive. You need to listen. And you can simply say, I hear how bad you're hurting. And I'm so sorry your heart is breaking. Know that I love you. No strings attached. You don't have to prove anything to me. I love you. Something so simple, yet so profound. Extend truth and love. Honestly, simple. We all want to have an incredible marriage, right? You want to be able to come home and wrap each other up in each other's arms and just give each other big hugs and maybe even a few smooches. You know, it sounds great, doesn't it? It does. And you can have that. But it comes with work. It comes with effort. Yes, it's a two-way street, but maybe you need to be the one to start initiating it. Because once when you start, I promise you, what you're doing in your marriage will be noticed. Your partner will be saying, something's different. May not say anything out loud, but guess what? That's okay. Because it's not about a reward. You're not doing something to get a reward. This is sacrificial love. This is an extension of whom? God. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love never fails. If you're wanting that extraordinary marriage this new year, you're looking to say, you know what? That's where I want to be. I want to get to a point where I can be honest, honestly simple. I want to be able to extend truth and love. I don't want to live this life of almost pretend where you can't remember what part of the story you should tell or not. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. My gift to you for this new year is a coaching call with me. I promise you, when you begin to break things down and look at things differently, learn some tools and strategies, your marriage, there'll be a shift in your marriage. And you'll begin to see that, oh my gosh, there is really technique to this. And then you'll become more connected with each other. You won't feel like you have to hide out in a closet or that you're walking on pins and needles all the time because, if I mention this, the reaction might be this. So no, I'm not going to tell him that. But I might tell him this part of the story, but I'll leave that part out. It gets so confusing. You don't even know if you're coming or going. Honestly, simple, click on that link. Take aim in the show notes. That'll begin our conversation. Let's get you scheduled for a call. And let's start this new year off connecting you and your spouse together as one. Let the truth draw you closer as a couple. Honestly, simple. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.